Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe that we are live. It's Wednesday night and we are live. Oh yes, we're live. We're up and running. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is our second class in the fluency module of our course. So welcome. Welcome. Just a second. Let me put my headphones here. I will use this machine. This is just beautiful.
Oh, this is beautiful. Let's use this one. Let's put this on. Let me check the people here. Hello, Dachito. Can you hear me all right? Give me a feedback about the audio. Let's wait for the people to start. Let's wait for the people to come. Paulinha, are you there? Let me know who is here. Let me know everybody that's arriving. I want to know everything about you guys here. Let me know everybody that's arriving. So, okay, I have my
I
audio
want to know everything
return.
about you guys.
That's perfect. I have my comments here and everything is fine. Hello, Chagão. Welcome. Yes, much better, Dachito. Yes, that is true. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Thiago. You know, Thiago in English is James. It's very different, but that's the correspondent name in English. Let's wait for just one more minute for the people to come. So, I will give you a quick introduction about today's topic. Today is Crazy Hair Day. Look at that. So, I will have my crazy day today, my crazy hair today. It's a little bit fuzzy because it's wet. It's raining a lot here in São Paulo. So today is crazy hair day. Okay, look at that. Look at this. I can do this, and that's perfect. I look like Prince. Do you know the singer? Can do this or this. That's perfect. So, people, let's start. Today we have a very special show for you guys. We have a very special lesson. So I chose two companies to talk about. So we're going to talk about Apple and Amazon today. Okay. We have important news from Apple and we have important news from Amazon. So this lesson will be focused on technology companies. We will analyze general structures. It's not a technology-based class. So we are going to talk about general English. Important words, important expressions. I separated some very, very, very important vocabulary for us to study together. So if you have any questions, just put on the chat, okay? If you want to participate live with me, just send me a text on Telegram, right? Just remember, if you want to participate, just text me on Telegram. I want to participate. Okay. Text me on Telegram. I want to participate and I will call you. Good evening, Danny. Welcome. That's perfect. And so that's the point. If you want to participate, just send me a text on Telegram. I want to participate and then I will call you and we can practice together. Okay. So this is the idea. So, guys, let's talk about Apple and Amazon, why we are using these two companies. Apple, because Apple recently released the new iPhone. So this is big news now. It's very important. Everybody's talking about it. There are some polemics about the new iPhone because they're not selling the iPhone with the charger and with the earphones. So now everything is separated, you know, like the brick charger and the cable is it's not with the phone, so you have to buy it separately. And many people are complaining about it, like, why are you crazy? And Apple is giving some justification, so it's making the news. This is a very It's a very, not polemic topic, but everybody's talking about it. Like all the newspapers and all the media is covering this. So we are talking about Apple today. And Amazon, because it's Amazon, people. Man, Amazon is just insane, right? Let's be honest. Amazon is crazy. Amazon will dominate the world, in my opinion. I think even more than Apple. Because, man, basically, you can buy anything on Amazon. Anything. You can buy a dog on Amazon. You can buy books. You can buy computer. You can buy anything on Amazon. And they are, man, this is crazy. So we will take a look. I will not spoil. No spoilers. No spoilers. Let me focus. Okay, so we have no spoilers. That's it. But Amazon is crazy, people, right? Amazon. Yes, Dachito is here to help. If you have questions, put in the chat. Mr. James, welcome. Danny, welcome. Write down your questions if you want. But we are talking about technology companies today, Amazon and Apple. All right, perfect. So let's start by Amazon. So here, this... Oh, thank you. We are deeply grateful to our subscriber. No. I thank you so much. I'm not interested in paying you $30. Thank you. So, people, this is the Washington Post, one of the most respected newspapers in America and in the world. And so the Washington Post recently released this piece of news. Okay. Ah, people, this is one important. Amazon is... Oh, that's true. So this is an important expression. Piece of news, right? That's the correct term to use in this situation. This is a piece of news. So piece of news, okay? News is general, so everything that appears on a newspaper or on television and it's reporting something that is news, right? But if you want to be more specific, if you want to be more focused, the correct expression is piece of news, okay? So piece of news. And in this piece, the Washington Post is covering a new payment system that Amazon is developing. And my people, this is bananas, okay? So I will share my screen and then we can analyze together. So let's analyze together what's happening with, wait a minute, what's happening? That's not the point. Is that what it is? Is that working? No. Oh, that's it. That's what I want. Perfect. Let me check on my... Yes, that's exactly what I want. So people, think with me what we are going to live in the future, right? Amazon is developing a hand system of payment. Yes. This is exactly what you heard. It's a hand scanning payment system. So what is going to happen is you are going to have your hand, right? And a system will scan your hand and you will make payments. That's it. So your hand will be your new credit card. Think how crazy that is. Can you think how crazy that is? Oh, so imagine this. You go to Starbucks. All right, so it's you, the attendant at Starbucks, and then you ask for your Frappuccino. You say, oh man, I will have a tall Frappuccino. Perfect. What's the payment? And you just show your hand. Man, this is amazing. How... What's the pin? It's just crazy. So what's the payment?
My hand.
That is bananas, people. That is bananas. Okay, for me, that's just bananas. But that's the future, and let's analyze that. Let's analyze it. So let's start with the headlines. Amazon imagines a world where you pay with your hand. Privacy experts aren't so sure. So Amazon imagines a world where you pay with your hand. Privacy experts aren't so sure. Hello, Paulina, welcome. First thing here, ladies and gentlemen, look into my eyes. Look right into my eyes, my Japanese eyes, okay? Pronunciation, practice with me. World, that's very important, okay? World. Imagine here something like Harold, right? For this word. So Amazon imagines a world, where you pay with your hands. So Amazon is imagining it. Amazon is creating a world where you pay with your hands. Jesus crazy. Privacy experts aren't so sure. Okay, this is the headline of the news. For our analysis, for our class, I want to talk about this structure here. Privacy experts aren't so sure. They aren't so sure, right? Why I chose this sentence? Why did I choose this structure? Because in Portuguese especially, this is different because we use the word, we use the verb to have for this situation, and a lot of people get confused and they use it wrong. So I separated this phrase, this structure, for us to analyze together. Okay, so let's do it here and now. Privacy experts aren't so sure. Okay, first thing, people, to be sure about something, to be sure is to be certain. Okay, so okay, I'm sure, I'm certain about something. So this is the expression to be sure, right? Just be careful and pay attention, because Portuguese, we use the verb to have, and it's the same as in Spanish, it's the same in French, and it's probably the same in Italian, I'm not sure. Look at that, I am not sure. But in Portuguese, we use the verb to have in this situation, okay? So the direct translation, to be sure, in Portuguese, is using the verb to have, but in English it's different, so pay attention. We are using the verb to be, okay? So this is the expression to be sure, to be certain about something, okay? For example, privacy experts aren't so sure. So what does that mean? Okay, so my microphone is hitting the jacket, I'm sorry. I think this is better. I mean, you know what? I'm going to take this off because I'm going to feel more comfortable. Yeah. This is live television, people. Live television. Thanks, Dachito, for the feedback, my man. So what is the idea here, people? Let's understand the context. So Amazon imagines a world. Oh, hello, Ma. Welcome. So Amazon imagines a world where you pay with your hands, right? So you pay with your hands. But privacy experts aren't so sure. So what does that mean? What's the interpretation of this sentence? Imagine a world where you pay with your hands, and the privacy expert, they are not certain about this technology, okay? They are having some questions. They are having some doubts. So they are not sure. They are not certain. They are in doubt. Okay, so that's the idea. Privacy experts aren't so sure. Okay, some examples to use this structure. I am not so sure about this new president. I am not so sure about this new president. This expression represents that I am not 100% certain about this new president, okay? Talking about the United States election, for example. I'm not so sure about this new president, okay? Another example, people are not sure about the COVID vaccines. People are not sure about the COVID vaccines. It means that the people are having questions. People are having doubts. They are having second thoughts about the COVID vaccine. So people are not sure about the COVID vaccines. Okay. Another example is, oh, Dave was not sure about his answer on the test. Dave was not sure about his answer on the test. The difference here is just that I'm using the verb to be in past form. I am sure, I was sure. Okay, so I am sure, I was sure. I am not sure, I was not sure. So that's the difference, okay? It's a coincidence, people, that I used negative structures, but this is possible in affirmative structures, okay? Let's make a change here. I am sure, simple, and we can have an affirmative structure to practice a little bit. I'm so sure about this new president. I am so sure about this new president, okay? I am 100% certain about this new president, right? So that's the structure, and that is the interpretation of that, okay? And you can use this anytime you want. This is for you to use anytime that you want, okay? Don't have a rule for this. There is no specific moment to use. You can use it anytime that you want, okay? So people, if you have any questions, just put in the chat here, write down in the chat. If you want to participate, just text me on Telegram, okay? Send me, I want to participate on Telegram, and I will call you and we can practice a little bit together, okay? So let's move on to the next topic. So here we were talking about Amazon. Imagine a world where you pay with your hands. That is incredible. And first sentence of this piece, the first sentence, the first phrase of this piece caught my attention because this is so brilliant. It's so beautiful. Not many people use this. Many Brazilian people have a certain difficulty to use this term, to use this expression. It's really simple and it's really easy and very, very, very useful. It's very common. You can use this in many different situations, okay? And let's understand what this represents. It sounds so easy, okay? It sounds so easy. So people, when you say that something sounds easy, you can interpret this in a very, very literal form, okay? So what is a sound, right? Like this is a sound. This is a sound, right? So when we use this as an action, so when you use this as a verb, you're saying that this, like this sound is good, is bad, it's easy, it's irritating or it's comforting, it's relaxing, right? You can use this as an action, okay? For example, imagine that you listen to somebody singing and that person has a beautiful voice. That person has a fantastic singing voice. You say, oh my God, that person sounds so good. So that person sounds so good, okay? What you are saying is that the sound that the person is producing is really good, okay? So we can use that expression in a variety number of situations. Let's analyze a little bit more in details here. It sounds so easy. So again, people, the explanation of this structure is to sound something. So this is very common, for example, when we are talking about ideas or plans, okay? imagine that you are with your friends. You're going to a bar or you're having dinner in your house, no problem. So you're talking with your friend, right? And your friend gives you an idea. Your friend says something to you. And he says, oh, you know, what do you think about a pizza? What do you think about a pizza? How about a pizza? Okay. Can you understand that your friend is giving you an idea? So he's speaking to you about an idea. He's producing a sound that is an idea. Okay. In this situation, people, in this context, it's so perfect to say, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds amazing, or anything else. Okay. Or, oh man, that sounds terrible. No, pizza? Are you crazy? That sounds horrible. Okay. Every time you hear something, every time you listen to something, and you want to give a opinion about it, you can use it sounds or that sounds and the characteristic. Okay. You are with your boss in a meeting, for example. You are in the office, you're having a brainstorm, and one of your colleagues pitches you an idea. Okay. He says, oh man, I don't know. Why don't we change the name of the company? Why don't we change the name of the company? Right? Maybe for you, that's a terrible idea. Like, what? Your response can be, man, that sounds horrible. Oh, that sounds horrible, right? So everything that involves a sound, you can use this expression. It sounds and a characteristic. Okay, so it sounds good, it sounds bad, it sounds amazing, or it sounds horrible, anything. Okay, so let's analyze here. In the piece of news, the author used this sentence, this construction, so it sounds so easy. He's referring to he's referring to the hand payment system. Okay, so it sounds easy. It sounds simple. Okay, but it's not simple. But it sounds simple, right? And we have new examples here. One more, that this is my personal opinion. Buying a new iPhone sounds like a bad idea. Okay. Buying a new iPhone sounds like a bad idea, because from my opinion, right, I think buying a house sounds like a better idea. Okay, so buying a new house. Oh my God, my dog is crazy. I'm sorry about that. So buying a new iPhone sounds like a bad idea. Buying a new iPhone sounds like a bad idea. Okay, the next one. The rain on the roof sounds so good. The rain on the roof sounds so good. Okay, so roof, it's the superior part of your house. Okay, that's the roof. So the rain on the roof sounds so good. Isn't it perfect? The sound of the rain on the roof, man, that's one of the most comforting and one of the most relaxing sounds on the planet, right? So that's the expression, the rain on the roof sounds so good. It sounds so relaxing. And the last example is, my mom sounded very angry early on the phone. My mom sounded very angry early on the phone. Okay. What I'm saying here, like the interpretation here is that my mother's voice or my mother's intonation was very angry. She was like, little man, how are you doing today? So she was very angry, right? Her voice was very angry. And I can use that expression. My mom sounded very angry early on the phone. Is that okay? These are some examples of the application of sound, okay? Use it as an action. Is that clear? Perfect. So guys, if you have any questions, write down on the chat. I'm here for you. Let's move on. If you don't have any questions, it's a great sign for me. I want your feedback if you can understand me, okay? Dani, Paulinha, Mr. James, Maria, if you can understand me, I would love your feedback. Because I'm speaking very naturally, so I don't know if you can understand me fully, but that's fine. If you don't understand, it's okay. Just pay attention, listen to me, just repeat some words, practice your pronunciation. Just remember, you don't need... Oh, that's perfect, Danny. Thank you so much for your feedback. Something very important, you don't need to understand 100%. That's not necessary, okay? I will tell you guys a story. Let me share a story with you. Oh, Mr. James, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. 80% is fantastic, okay? I will tell you guys a story. This is separate from the topic. It's separate from the class. So I will tell you a story. I have a friend, a fantastic friend. His name is Harry, and he's from England, okay? He's from Norwich, England. And one day, I was in his birthday party. We were talking, and two people arrived at the party. Two of his friends arrived at the party. And these people are from Ireland. Okay, so I was at his birthday party, and two Irish people arrived. Two people from Ireland arrived at the party. And you know, in my mind, I was, man, that's okay. They speak English. It's fine. And so they arrived and we started talking. In the moment that one of the guys started to speak, in my mind, I say, I don't speak English. I don't understand this person. He was speaking really fast and he was speaking with a very, very, very strong accent. And I was, oh my God. So for about 1 minute or like 1 or 2 minutes, I was adjusting to this person, you know, I was adjusting my listening and I said, okay, so now I understand a little. And okay, so that was fine. After 2 or 3 minutes, I was adapted and I started to understand, but I didn't understand 100%. It's true story. I didn't understand 100%. So we talked for, I think, 5 minutes. And so the two Irish people, they go out, okay? And I go to talk to Harry and I ask Harry, man, I didn't understand like everything that they said, man. I really didn't understand. And Harry, my English friend from England, answers me, Eninho, I didn't understand either, man. So he's an English person from England. Natural, native, a local, and he didn't understand 100% of the Irish man. Okay. And for them, this is normal. It's normal. And Mr. James, that's fine. So in the UK, it's normal for people not to understand 100%. Because in England, they speak in a certain way. In Scotland, they speak in a different way. In Ireland, they speak in another way. So that's normal, okay? I'm watching Shameless and I understand. That's it. So people, don't worry. Relax. If you don't understand 100%, that's completely normal, okay? Just open your ears, pay attention, relax, and things will go easily for you. Okay, let's move on. Let's continue to the next topic. The week before, what was the part that I separated for you? Oh, this is it. This sentence here is a fantastic opportunity for us to talk about to get. Okay, so smartphones got here first. Beautiful. Guys, First thing that we have to analyze here is the verb to get, okay? And many people ask me that, like, oh, Wayne, what's the secret to understand GATS? Like, how do you understand? Is there a list or is there a secret to understand this verb? And people know there is not a secret, and there is not a formula to understand GET. My recommendation, first thing, is just have an open mind about GET, okay? Because the verb to GET is a substitution verb. That's the concept behind to GET. So a substitution verb represents that the verb to GET can have different interpretations. That's the idea. So the verb to GET has different interpretations. Okay? So first suggestion and first recommendation, just open your mind a little bit. Just have an open mind. Okay? The verb to GET is a substitution verb, and the verb to GET has different interpretations. Okay? In this context, the interpretation of the verb to get would be similar of the verb to arrive, okay? So arrive is very common because we have the word arrive in airports. Arrive is really, really used, especially in the airports, right? Because we have arrivals and departures, okay? Do you follow? So arrive, it's when you come to a place, and departure is when you exit the place. So this is the idea, the verb to arrive. In this context, the verb to get is similar to arrive. So smartphones got here first. This sentence can be interpreted as smartphones arrived here first. Okay, so smartphones arrived here first. That's the idea. So the verb to get in this case is similar to arrive, okay? Is that clear for you guys? In this context, to get is substituting, is replacing the verb to arrive, right? Examples. I didn't get to work on time today because the traffic was insane. I didn't get to work on time because the traffic was insane. So what I'm saying here is that I didn't arrive at work on time because the traffic was insane, right? Because the traffic was very crazy, because the traffic was very tense. So that's the idea. I didn't get to work on time today because the traffic was insane. So the interpretation here is the verb to arrive. I didn't arrive at work on time because the traffic was insane, okay? Another example. The first thing I did when I got to London was to drink a pint of Guinness. That is a true story, right? The first time I traveled to London, the first thing I did when I got there was to drink a pint of Guinness, because that's what you have to do. When you get to London, that's perfect, Paulinha. So this is my recommendation to you people. When you get to London, the first thing that you have to do is to drink a pint of Guinness. Do it. Even if you don't like beers, like anyway, I don't like beer. Trust me. Believe me. When you get to London, drink a pint of Guinness. Or when you get to Dublin and you get to Ireland, drink a pint of Guinness. It's a completely different story, okay? But this is just an example. So the first thing that I did when I got to London, so the first thing I did when I arrived in London was to drink a pint of Guinness, okay? The first thing that I did when I arrived in London was to drink a pint of Guinness, okay? And the last example, Susan is never late for dinner. Right, Susan is never late for dinner. She always gets home around 5 p.m. She always arrives home around 5 p.m. Okay, can you understand that? Is that clear? If you have any questions, guys, just remember, if you have any questions, write down in the chat. I will be very happy to answer. Okay, This lesson is for you guys. It's not for me, it's for you. So if you have questions, just write down on the chat. I'm here for you, okay? Beautiful, that's fantastic. Let's move on. So do you understand this part? Keep in mind, okay, keep in your head, just remember this. The verb to get is a substitution verb, okay? So they, he is a bad word. It has many interpretation. It has different interpretations. In this context, we are analyzing get, substituting the verb to arrive. Okay, so that would be the interpretation of the verb to get in this context. Beautiful. Next one, we will start talking about Apple. So guys, first of all, thank you, Washington Post. I'm not interested in paying you $30 because I have a house to pay. Thank you, Mr. James. Okay, thank you, Mr. James. Thanks for the feedback. Guys, I wanna know your feedback, okay? If you have any questions, just write down in the chat. I'm here for you guys. And now let's analyze Apple's new iPhone. We have the iPhone 12 first look, what's tempting and what Apple failed to mention. This headline has some very interesting words, to be honest. The first one is tempting. People, the characteristic tempting is connected to temptation, okay? And the word tempting, it's something that has a strong appeal to you. It's something that is very attractive. It's tempting, something that ignites your interest, your desire. So that is something tempting, okay? The headline is saying that iPhone 12, 12 first look. So what's tempting, okay? What is interesting about the new iPhone? What is attractive about the new iPhone? So this is the word tempting, okay? Tempting, it's interesting. And what Apple failed to mention. This is another interesting word, failed to mention. And fail is the opposite of success, okay? So we have success and we have fail. They are opposites. Success, it's something that went well. You had a plan and your plan worked. This is success. And fail is the opposite, okay? And the headline is saying what Apple failed to mention. So what Apple was not successful to mention. Okay, this is the idea of failed. Oh, Apple failed to mention. Apple was not successful to mention that. Okay, so the biggest iPhone update, blah blah blah. Let me find where I got the first part. Let me be sure here. I want to show you guys. Here, little improvements that are for upgrades. That's not the part. So they're talking about the prices. This is insane price. So iPhone 12 will be like $1,000 or $700. And oh, I know the price in Brazil, people. I have contacts at Apple, and I know that the iPhone, this is secret information, okay? So I will speak very, very quietly. This is confidential. People, iPhone 12 in Brazil will cost 13,000 reais, okay? Did you listen? The iPhone 12 Pro, like the maximum edition, like the top one, the most complete version, will cost 13,000 reais. Yes, you heard it. 13,000.
That's the price of a car. It's the price of a motorcycle. It's the price of, let me see, like what? It's the price of a professional camera. It's the price of four good computers. So that is the price. $10 iPhone. Oh, that's perfect, Dachito. Thank you, man. That is exactly the price. 13,000 reais, my people. The complete price. The normal version, the simple version, will be 8,000 bucks. Would be 8,000 reais. 8,000 reais for a phone. But if you have money, buy it. Mas nunca nessa. Ai, Paulinha. But man, I'm not gonna judge you guys. I will not judge. But it's not my reality. That's the only difference. Not my reality. But if you have conditions, man, just be happy, of course. But it's not my reality. It's a little bit out there. It's for me. It's a little bit distant from the reality. But man, if you have conditions, be happy. That's my point. I can't find it here. But okay, I'm going to explain what I separated for you guys, and after I can try to find it. So yeah, it's about price. Here I want not mine, yeah, Mr. James. That's the point. It's a little distant from I think Brazilian people's reality in general. That you gave an incredible example when you compare to the minimum wages, like the minimum salaries. So a cell phone that costs 10 minimum salaries it's a little bit crazy for me. But if you have conditions, man, be happy. That's the point. So what we will analyze here is the word weather. And oh my God, this is one of my favorite words in English, to be completely honest with you guys. But to figure out whether one is worth your money. So let's understand what weather is. People, weather is very, very similar to the word if. Okay, if is a conditional word. Okay, if. And weather is very, very, very similar to if. The only difference between weather and if is that we use weather when you have a choice, when you have options, okay? This is the only difference. So for example, oh, my God, I go to a restaurant, okay? I'm in a restaurant and I have two options. I have fish or chicken. Oh, better. You are on the airplane. You are on the airplane. And usually on the airplane, you have two options to eat. You have two options of food. You have pasta or chicken or fish or meat. So usually you have two options of food. And in this situation, you can use weather. For example, I don't know whether I eat the chicken or the fish. I don't know whether I eat the chicken or the fish, okay? When you translate to Portuguese, when you translate this sentence to Portuguese, the translation is the same translation for the word if. I don't know if I eat the chicken or the fish, okay? I don't know if I eat the chicken or the fish, but in English, the best sentence or the best word in this case is weather, okay? And guys, really, incorporate this word to your vocabulary. Incorporate, because your vocabulary will be much more sophisticated with this word, right? People will notice, people will hear this word, and they will like, oh my God, this person is speaking a very good English, right? Because this is one of those words that separate like beginners to more advanced speakers. So weather, it's amazing word to use. And it's very simple. It's very, very simple, very similar to if, okay? So, oh man, I don't know whether I eat chicken or fish. I don't know whether I eat chicken or fish, right? If you have one of two options. Another example, I don't know whether I'll travel or not. I don't know whether I'll travel or not. So you have two options, travel or not travel. And I am in doubt, right? I don't know whether I'll travel or not. Okay, this is one example. Another example, some people are still deciding. I love your comment, Mr. James. Pachuza weather, man, that's amazing. So another example is some people, oh, sorry, just let me correct this part, people. Some people. That is it. Some people. Some people are still deciding whether they will get the COVID vaccine or not. Okay, so this is correct now. Some people are still deciding whether they will get the COVID vaccine or not. Some people are still deciding whether they will get the COVID vaccine or not. Remember, in Portuguese, in French, in Spanish, this sentence is the same sentence as the word if. Okay, the translation of whether and if is the same. In Latin languages, is the same for French, is the same for Spanish, is the same for Italian, is the same for Portuguese, okay, whether and if. But in English, we have this small difference. Whether, when you have one of two options, when you have two choices, okay? So some people are still deciding whether they will get the COVID vaccine or not. And the last example. Whether you stay home or you go out, remember to practice your English. So whether you stay home or you go out, just remember, practice your English, right? You can practice your English at home. You can practice your English on the streets. You can practice everywhere. So whether you stay home or you go out, remember to practice your English, okay? This is the idea of whether people incorporate this. It's amazing word. It's amazing word to use. Okay? Right? So just remember to use this. Remember to use it. It's very nice. Beautiful. People, if you have any questions, of course, just put in the chat. Write it down. I want to know your opinion. I want to know your feedback. And this is beautiful. We are coming to the end of our lesson. Oh my God. And this is the last part. So we have another incredible structure here, another incredible expression. And for me also, this is very special because it's not common for Latin language speakers to use this expression. And I'm focusing on expression and on words that I feel that Latin language speakers have more difficulty, right? Because general vocabulary usually is more simple because you have that exact interpretation. Benefits. Benefits is something that's very clear. Environmental, it's clear. But some expressions, they are not that clear. So you have to be careful. This one, for me, it was just, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. The iPhone 12 no longer barata. So let's understand here. I separated this part. The iPhone 12 no longer comes with a headphone or a charging brick. And we are going to analyze no longer, okay? But let's understand the concept. So the iPhone 12 no longer comes with the headphones or a charging brick. What does that mean? Now, what is that? blow loose. What is it? Blow loose? I didn't understand the part, but that's fine. The iPhone 12 no longer comes with headphone charging brick. What is this? From the iPhone 12 on, the for the next versions of the iPhone, when you buy the iPhone, you will not receive the headphones or the charging brick. So you will not receive the cable to charge your phone, right? So the justification of Apple, the explanation by Apple, it's because of environmental reasons, okay? It will help pollution, it will help the environment, it will help Earth, because they will not produce more plastic material, they will not produce more more charging bricks, they will not produce more cables, and this is the that's the justification by Apple. Okay, so when you buy the new iPhone 12, so you pay $1 million for the phone, and you don't receive the headphones, and you don't receive the charging cables. Man, that's insane. But that's Apple's justification, right? And the expression that we are going to check is no longer is beautiful, people. It's really, really beautiful, and I love that. And so what is that? So the iPhone 12 no longer comes, blah, blah, blah. No longer, people, it represents that that's the end. That's the finish line. It's no longer. Like, no, it's stopped. It's the end. It's finished. So the iPhone 12 no longer comes with the headphones and charging bricks, right? The iPhone 12 finished to deliver the headphones and the charging bricks. The iPhone 12 will not in the future come with the headphones and the charging brick. Okay, so that's the expression no longer. It represents the end, the finish. It will not continue. That's the idea of no longer. Okay, some examples, simple examples. I no longer wish to speak with you. I no longer wish to speak with you. That is a very delicate way to finish, not very delicate, but it's it would be a delicate way to tell a person that you don't want to talk to them anymore. You know, so the person is speaking a lot of bullshit, like, oh my God. And you are having a discussion, you're having an argument, and this argument is very long, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And one moment you can say, man, I no longer wish to speak with you. That's the end. I can't. Finish line. I no longer wish to speak with you. I'm done. That's the end for me. That's the application of no longer, right? Another example, being vegan is no longer, let me correct here, is no longer a big challenge. Being vegan is no longer a big challenge. Being vegan is no longer a big challenge. So the interpretation here is, and I didn't understand this blue loose part, Mr. James, but that's fine. Being vegan is no longer a big challenge. Being vegan is no longer a big challenge. So to be a vegan person is not a big challenge anymore, because we have many options now. The supermarkets have options for vegan people. The restaurants have options for vegan people. So being vegan is no longer a big challenge. It's not a big challenge anymore, right? It was in the past, but it's not today. It was in the past, but it's not today. So that's the expression, no longer. And to finish, I could no longer hide my excitement. Okay, I could no longer hide my excitement. So the verb to hide is, it's when you take something and you put in a secret place. That's to hide, okay? There is a very, very famous play. There's a famous game that we play when we were kids called hide and seek. Hide and seek. In Portuguese, when you translate hide and seek, it will be hide and hide, but the name in English is hide and seek, okay? So that's the word hide. I could no longer hide my excitement. I could no longer control my excitement. I could no longer hold on my excitement. So that's the idea of no longer. Okay, so I could no longer hold my excitement. I could not hide my excitement for more time. That's the idea. Okay, so no longer represents that this action finished in that moment. Okay, the iPhone 12 no longer comes with the headphones or charging brick. Okay, and now it's your turn, people. It's your turn to practice these new structures. So let's make a quick review here. First expression, to be sure, right? It's when you're certain about something. So I am sure about this. I'm sure, I'm certain, I'm sure. To sound, when you hear something and you want to give your opinion about that. Oh, this sounds good. Or this sounds bad. Oh, this sounds amazing. Or this sounds horrible. You hear something and you want to express your opinion. That sounds, and the characteristic and your opinion. The third word, the verb to get. In this context, the verb to get is the same as arrive. Okay, so to get at a place, to get to a place is the same as to arrive at a place. I get to my house at 8 p.m. I arrive at my house at 8 p.m. It's the same sentence. Whether is similar to if, right? Remember that whether and if are similar words. The difference between one and the other is that whether no longer perfect, ma, perfect, that is it. No longer and not anymore are synonyms, are similar expressions, okay? Perfect, that is it. It's just a different way, it's a different option, but they have the exact same interpretation. Beautiful, I loved it. That's perfect. So whether, remember that whether is used when you have two options, when you have one of two options, the interpretation is if is the same, okay? Next one, what am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, so this is it. The iPhone 12 no longer, so that was the expression that we talked about, no longer, like Maria said, is similar to not anymore, okay? And this is the end of it, people. Let me go back, let me talk to you guys a little bit here. Crazy hair moment, this is it, I loved it. And people, I just want to thank your opinion. If you have any questions, now is the moment. We still have 2 minutes. So if you have any questions, any doubt, just put on the chat. I would very, very happily answer your questions. Crazy hair moment. That's perfect. Let's wait for it. This is it. Guys, I would like to thank you so much for participating. I love this model. I really, really love the feedbacks that you're giving to us. Last week, we received amazing feedbacks from you guys. And today we had like so much participation, and I love your participation. If you want to suggest topics, just send in the Telegram group or on the email, you can use it, right? And that would be fantastic for us and very, very special for me, because I can take your topics and I can take your suggestions and transform that into a class or into a lesson, okay? And so don't be shy, don't be timid. Send your suggestions in the group or on the email, and I will transform that into a class, okay? Remember, it can be a movie, it can be a song, it can be something that's on the news, it can be a TV show, anything that you think it's relevant, okay? But I will so happily and I will gladly transform your suggestion into a class and into a lesson, okay? So people, thank you so much for participating. Just remember, every Wednesday at 8 p.m., we have a meeting, we have classes together, and I really hope you enjoyed it because, man, I'm having so much fun doing this. I love this format, and I really hope you are enjoying as much as I am.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. This is the end of our class today. I would like to thank everybody that participated. I love you all, and I will see you guys next week. So thank you so much. Mwah! Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday. See you guys next Wednesday. Bye, my people. Practice your English. That's the end of it. Practice and listen a lot. Okay. See you guys. I love you. This is happening. I love you guys.